In our camp songbooks, we'll worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Number one, let's stand as we sing.
Glory to the Father.
Jesus, wonderful Lord. We said in Psalm 63, because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. At the beginning of the season, I told you we had that psalm before us. And that was one of the verses that stood out to me. I will lift up my hands in thy name. I saw people doing that. I remember encouraging them one evening, the lifting up my hands as the evening sacrifice. And so my prayer comes before you as incense and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. And I said, now how long has it been since you praised the Lord out loud? And how long has it been since you raised your hands to the Lord? Because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. Sister Ruth Munsinger, do you have a song for us?
Yes, 68 in the white
book. 68, okay. He giveth more grace. He giveth more grace when the burdens grow graver. He sendeth more strength when the labors increase. To added affliction, he addeth his mercy. To multiply trials, his multiplied peace. to receive out of your fullness, Lord, the grace of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Gracious God, we love you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Grace upon grace upon grace. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I love you, Lord. I praise you. My father had a story about this song, a personal testimony. How at one time, perhaps you've heard him tell that, one time he was standing in the pulpit, he felt so depleted, having gone through a deep trial, and he didn't feel in himself any strength at all, and there was ministry ahead of him, and he was looking to the Lord, and someone started this song, and he just took God's grace, and came and prayed over him. And he often told us what a difference it made when he just sang this song and was directed to open his heart wide and receive, lay hold of that grace that God had for him in that very moment. It was such a real blessing that God gave him at that time. I have my own story about this song now. It was this summer that I was standing up here and I'm looking, as I was kind of leading the worship, and I looked that way, and way back in that room were was a family, young parents, two little children, but the adults were lost in worship, and so I said, "Brother, come up front here and stand next to me." I called him at the end of whatever we were singing, and I heard at breakfast the next morning his wife said, "Sam said that he almost had a heart attack when you called him. He had no idea what you were calling him for." Well, he said that. Well, I told how he leads the singing, leads the worship in his church. I said, "Samuel, do you have a song you want to lead us in singing?" And then I remembered that it was a Chinese church. I said, "I hope you have an English song." He said, "Well, I know one English song. And it's here in the book." And we sang this. And he was so in touch with the Lord. It just was such a wonderful experience for me. And I think he was being blessed too. And then his wife told me at breakfast, "I didn't know what to do when I finished the song. It seemed like you wanted me to stay." I did. I kind of helped him with it because I wanted to pray with him. And he led us in worship. Just poured out from his heart. And all of us worshiping the Lord and thanking him for his great grace. This is such a wonderful, wonderful Lord we have. Wonderful grace he gives. He gives more grace. He has lavished us with his grace, but there's more grace. He's given us his grace in abundance, but there's more grace to meet every single need he's able for us all. We've been touched by these thoughts in this song, because God is gracious and his riches, we sing, are infinite. And he's caused those riches to be ours in Christ. He gives and gives and gives again. So thank the Lord. Brother Knaup, do you have a song for us?
"Mine must in my heart put Bible here. We're marching to Zion."
Yeah, that's in there. 414. I guess if we're marching, we should stand. Come, let's do that. "Come with us. Surround the..." Let's be seated. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. 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 Mentioned the song that Brother Tom played this morning after Holiness Unto the Lord. Remember, those of you who were within range heard him play, and if you could figure it out, no, just kidding, it was glorious things of thee are spoken, Zion, city of our God. That fits with marching to Zion, doesn't it? And I said, we'll sing that, and Sister Elsie made us some copies. But we put it off till tonight, and it fits well with the song we just sang. Glorious things of thee are spoken, Zion, city of our God. He whose word cannot be broken formed thee for his own abode. I'd like to sing that this evening. The reason that we're giving these out, we know it's in the hymn book, but we have two additional verses that probably are a little closer to what John Newton wrote. It seems that in the hymn book they're condensed. And most likely there were many more verses, knowing the way they wrote in those days, but these five are a good start. And we like to repeat the last line, as we have heard when we hear the string quartet play Haydn. The piece itself has that line repeated. So let's do that. And did we run out? Perhaps we should share. Do you guys have one? They do that too on the record.
Glorious things of thee are spoken, Zion, city of our God. He whose word cannot be broken, formed thee for his own abode. On the rock of ages founded, what can shake repose with salvation's word?
To keep this, you won't find these five verses in many hymn books, so if you'd like, I think it's a treasure, one of those special treasures, so you can keep it if you like. We'll keep one here to copy from if we need more.